All right, so
Yeah.
have you ever imagined what it'd be like to hear an AI actually talking about your writing?
Yeah, interesting thought.
Yeah, it is. It is. So that's what we're kind of digging into today, for this deep dive.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're looking at Google's Notebook LM, and it's got this thing called Audio Tour, and there's this blog post about it. So
Interesting.
it's pretty wild. Like, you can upload basically anything, right? Like, it could be I don't know, a blog post you wrote, or like a whole research paper, some big long document.
Oh, wow.
And Notebook LM, it actually goes and like makes a podcast style conversation all about that thing you uploaded.
So it's like analyzing it and then talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
Wow.
having a discussion about it. And get this, right? So the AI, it even uses like a male and a female host for its podcast,
Oh, really?
just like us.
Huh. That's kind of funny.
And they call their podcast Deep Dive too.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty meta.
It is, right? It's
Yeah.
like layers of deep dives here.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so this blog post we're looking at, the blogger who wrote it, they said it was like kind of spooky, but also really insightful to hear like an AI actually like dissecting their work, their writing. Almost like, legally eavesdropping on someone talking about you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see how that would be a little strange, but also maybe you could learn something, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's actually one of the big things about this whole thing. Imagine really complex research papers,
Yeah.
right? Like the kind that make your head spin just reading them.
Yeah.
But then, you could just like listen to a podcast where AI breaks it all down in a simple way.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like the conversational format, the slower pace of audio, it could make those really dense, hard to understand topics much more accessible.
Yeah. It's like having like an AI steady buddy almost.
Exactly.
So what stood out to you about how the blogger reacted to actually hearing their stuff,
Yeah.
talked about by the AI?
Well, one thing they mentioned was that the AI almost tried a little too hard to, sound human.
Oh, interesting.
Like it used a lot of filler words, and it even tried to make jokes sometimes. But the jokes weren't always that great, to be honest.
Yeah, like AI is
Like,
still working on its comedic timing, huh?
right? Exactly.
It's tough, it's tough.
Yeah, it is. Trying to capture those little nuances of how we talk, it's a tall order.
It really is. It
Yeah.
really is. But okay, so this whole AI podcasting thing, is it available to everyone? Like, can anyone just go and do this?
So right now, Notebook LM is still in beta,
Okay.
which means it's free. Anyone can try it out.
Okay. Nice.
But Google, they might end up turning it into a paid service, once it's out of beta.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Company's got to make money, right?
Exactly.
But I'm kind of curious about like the technical side of things. Like, how does this actually work? How does it actually go from like a document to a podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, it's a two-step process, right?
Okay.
So first, they use what's called a large language model.
Okay. Familiar with those?
Yeah. So these are the same kind of AI that power chatbots like Claude or ChatGPT.
Right.
And they use that large language model to basically transform the document that you uploaded into a script. And that script has, dialogue for two hosts.
Okay.
And then the second step is they take that script and they feed it into a text-to-speech system.
Ah, okay. So it goes from like text to like the actual audio.
Exactly.
So I mean, theoretically, like someone could build something like this themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, there's an open source project on GitHub called Open Notebook,
Wow.
and it uses Llama 3.1, which is another large language model. And then it combines that with open source text-to-speech models, and it can achieve pretty similar results, actually.
That's pretty cool. Does it sound as like polished as Google's?
It's got a ways to go before it, matches that level of polish that Google's got, but it just shows how fast this whole field is moving.
Yeah. It's amazing to think that we're on the verge of having like personalized audio content just like that. Like you could, I mean, anyone
Absolutely.
listening, you should definitely check out Notebook LM while it's still free. Just go upload something you've written and see what it does. And I guess it kind of makes you think, right? Like, would you be comfortable having an AI you know, analyze and discuss your writing like this. It's a pretty interesting question to ponder, you know, as this technology keeps getting more powerful, more prevalent.
Yeah, definitely something to think about.
For sure, for sure. Well, this has been another deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.
See you next time.